Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We opened the tournament up with the guy who cut down the nets last year and then cut down the nets at the Garden a couple of days ago, and that is Jay Wright, the esteemed head coach at Villanova, who joins us now. Jay, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you, buddy?
All right, great job again with your team. It's gotten to be old hat. Three straight years, that's a heck of an achievement. And to take this team and win again, I know how much you value winning the Big East tournament at the Garden. I know how much you like playing there. So I know that's a big deal for you. It doesn't get old, but that was a nice job by you and your team.
Thanks, man. You're right. It does not get old. It's I really believe it. It's the best college basketball tournament in the country because it's at the Garden, it's in New York City, it's in the Mecca. The vibe in that arena, every night, every session was sold out. I think maybe the first session on Wednesday afternoon was 200 short. Every other session was complete sellout. Energy was awesome. Teams were physical, tough. So to come through that, it's a thrill, you know, to be a part of it's a thrill, but it's a great accomplishment. We played some really tough teams who are playing well at the end of the season. Seton Hall played great. That game could have went either way. Overtime against Xavier.
Yep.
So, I mean, we didn't have any easy.
No, Xavier was playing
game
well.
Was a close game, too.
Hey, Providence played well. As a matter of fact, early in the Providence game, they jumped you early.
Yep.
And I said, wow, you know, maybe this is the year where Villanova's just not, it's not going to be their tournament. And they had the mic where you could hear your huddle, and you said, guys, it's time to fight. We're here. We're in the Garden now. And your team came out and fought right there. And every game was a fight. And even the Seton Hall game, balls in the air. You know, you're up two and the ball's in the air. So you never know, right? So,
exactly.
Hey, but you know what? It was that kind of tournament. And that it's that kind of year for you guys. You know, you don't have the margin. You're not going to beat people like you did last year. You don't have that type of team. But I tell you, your two seniors deserve a great deal of credit for what they've done this year. And Booth is so modest. You know, for a guy who's been, had a great career like he's had going back to when he was a sophomore and how many big games he's won and played in, for him to be as humble as he is a nice thing to see. It really is.
Yeah, he's an amazing kid. You know, I mean, as you said, as a sophomore, he scored 20 points in the national championship.
Yeah, he was great.
Coming off the bench.
Yeah.
He was our leading scorer. And you know, the next year, he sat out the next year. He just had tendonitis in his knee, and we wanted to shut him down. And we went into that tournament the next year as a one seed, and we were just we had a rotation of just like six and a half guys. And I really think if we would have had him that year, we would have a much better chance of repeating. But then he came back the next year in 18, and we won it. He's been a part of two national championships and four. Big East championships. I mean,
remarkable.
Incredible career.
Remarkable career. You guys are a six, which is legitimate. I mean, that's fine. It doesn't matter. You get St. Mary's, which is a good team, and a pain in the neck to play.
Now, right.
Nobody's easy to play against. But I think the key for you guys, after watching you, and you've been very patient with this team all year, which is not easy because you had a little wicked slump in the middle of that season.
Yep.
I think I finally have figured it out that the guy I think that is going to have to do it in the tournament of Samuels if it's going to happen. I think he's got to be the guy.
No, you're right, Mike, because that's kind of the X factor. Like, some teams just decide not to guard him, you know, and that's tough for a player. You know, it sounds great. You know, you sound good. They're not going to guard me. I'll shoot it every time. I love that, yeah, until you miss a couple and everyone's looking at you like, hey, you know, they're not guarding you for a reason, you know? And it's really tough psychologically. He's handled it really well. He's picked his spots. He had huge – earlier, before the Big East tournament, we beat Marquette. He had 29 points. And then in the Big East tournament, he just picked his spots, man. He mixed it up. He shot some threes. He drove the ball. He got his teammate shots. He offensive rebounded, got himself to the foul line. So he really has been the guy – Yeah, as you said, Eric Paschal, Phil Booth.
They're going to be there. They got to be there for you guys.
Yeah,
right now.
Colin Gillespie has been solid. And really, Jermaine is the guy. I agree with you. He makes us a different team.
I agree.
And he played that way in the tournament.
I agree. You know, and it's tough. But, you know, this year's got to feel – I know that – you go in and you want to go in and, you know, run the table like always. But it's got to have a different feel for your kids considering what has been accomplished there in the last couple of years. I mean, everyone's looking for your game. Everyone's going to, you know, it's a big deal when Villanova shows up now. So you dealt with that all year. You've dealt with it the last couple of years. So it is for the opponents. But I'm sure it must be a weird feel for you this year. How has it been different this year after what you've accomplished the last three seasons, with two championships in those three seasons?
It's really been interesting because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we've always gotten everybody's best game, but there's only two guys on the team that understand that. It's funny, like, after winning the tournament at the Garden, Booth and Paschal were kind of reserved. You know, they had done it a number of times before. The other guys were going crazy. You know, it was their first time really being a part of it. And it's like you got two separate – Booth and Paschal are more like the coaching staff, you know. They've been around. Even yesterday at the selection show, you know, all the young guys, they got the piece of the net in their hats and stuff. You know, like they're all it's a first for them. So it's what the year was like. The whole year was like you got two seniors who've been through everything. They've been a part of two national championships, and they're playing with a bunch of guys that, you know, they could be in a game. The guys forget their assignments. The guys turn the ball over. The guys are intimidated. Our freshman, Sadiq Bey, who started his first three shots against Providence in the quarterfinals were air balls, first three shots. But then in the final, he gets a double-double. He gets 16 and 10 and plays a great game against Seton Hall. So Paschal and Booth have been kind of nurturing these guys all year, being patient with these guys and also teaching them. It's been an incredible experience to watch those two kind of take on the role of player coach to lead this team.
How about for you just being what you are? I mean, you're one of the big coaches in America, and I don't say that to make you blush, but you are. I mean, you know, you've won multiple national championships. You're one of the big stars now in the sport. And just the way you guys are treated, you guys are like royalty now when you show up, and people don't realize when you go to practice the day before and it's open practice at an NCAA tournament site, people show up. I mean, people want to see Villanova. They want to see Kentucky. That's how they treat you guys now. You're one of those teams, and just dealing with that is a whole new deal, right?
It is, and it's a challenge, and you know, we've tried over the years to keep we call it roster structuring, where we try to analyze from talking to the NBA guys and talking personally to our guys. All right, where are you? You know, you think you're going to go this year? Think you're going to stay? You know, the NBA guys say this, so that we keep an experienced team. And going into this season, we knew, even though Brunson and Bridges had an extra year, we knew they were going to be first-round picks, and Brunson was early second-round. But DiVincenzo and Omari Spellman were both saying, "Hey, I'm coming back. You know, right. I want to be a first-round pick the following year." And you know, we thought we'd be going into this year with it. You know, four experienced players. It's a totally different makeup when the young guys are playing with four experienced guys.
Oh, but, imagine if you had DiVincenzo this year. I mean,
he was
playing well until he got hurt with the Bucks. He was playing well this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yeah. If we just had one of those guys. But so like what you say, showing up and being treated like royalty and everybody, you know, playing against the defending national championships, all these new guys, they had no clue what was going on. They, you know, and Paschal and Booth have to be, they're looking at us like, are you kidding me with these guys? You know, we're saying like, yo, you guys got to talk to them. You got to teach them about this. You know, they get starry-eyed still. But I think going through the Big East tournament, being in Madison Square Garden, you know, it's no bigger than that. I mean, a lot of times, going to your first-round NCAA tournament game is a letdown after playing in the Garden on Saturday night.
Yeah, you can get – now, you won't get a small crowd because it's you, but other teams go and play in front of empty houses in that first round.
Especially playing during the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. We have a 7:20 game. We're in Hartford.
Well, your fans will go to Hartford anyway.
Right.
Yes. Right. Which they will. So
but it's still
that's
not even the same – that vibe in the Garden, there's no place like it. Plus – day before St. Patty's Day, people were coming in there fired up. That place was wild. And, you know, between the Irish at Seton Hall and Villanova, woof, Saturday night was crazy.
All right, tell me now about your opponent here. We're talking with Jay Wright, of course. Nova gets St. Mary's. Now, we know what St. Mary's has accomplished, and we know they're a hard team to match up with. How about your guys matching up with St. Mary's?
I mean, you're right. You know, we played them in 2010 in Providence, actually, and they had Dellavedova and Sandman, the big kids, similar. They play exactly the same. Randy Bennett, same coach, great coach, been there 18 years. And they play a slow, methodical, but really intelligent brand of basketball where they just frustrate you. It's what they did to, you know, think about their last game. They're coming off beating the number one team in the country.
They beat Gonzaga, which is a heck of a team, too.
Yeah, and they handled them. I think it came down a bit. It'd be a 12, 14-point game. But they just torture you. It's like Chinese water torture, man.
But you've slowed it down. You'll still shoot your threes, but you've really slowed the tempo down with your team this year, too. You know, you really limited possessions a lot with your team this year.
Yeah, we've had to. You know, with the young guys and trying to keep Booth and Pascal on the floor.
Right.
But now towards the end of the year, we've been able to speed it up a little bit. We got Cole Swider back, a freshman who broke his hand, and we got Cremo going and our graduate transfer and Demir.
So you don't
Cosby
mind playing a little quicker now?
We don't mind, no.
Okay.
A little
bit.
But like you said, it's still a good thing. We have played that slow pace and been comfortable with it, but nobody plays it like they do, and you gotta prepare for a totally different style of play. It's like old school NBA. They throw it in the post, and they scissor cut off the post. No one does that anymore. So you're preparing for something you never see, and they're very efficient.
You know, this is supposed to be we're talking with Jay Wright, this is supposed to be a down year for the Big East. You've held up the banner for the last couple of years with the win of the two titles, but Xavier. I mean, they were improving, but we know what happened. But Marquette's legit. They can shoot it.
Yep.
Seton Hall's played really well.
What do you
expect from these teams? I mean, would you be surprised?
You know what?
And I got to ask you about St. John's, which played you great. That's the last time they played well was when you were beating them 29-10. They came back and beat you at the Garden, which probably got them in the NCAA tournament. They haven't played a good game since then, as a matter of fact. So give me a thought on the Big East teams.
You know, the reason the tournament was the way it was because you had a lot of young teams like Providence, Xavier, Seton Hall that by this point in the season, with great coaching, they're actually playing great basketball. Early in the year, Seton Hall beat Maryland at Maryland, beat Kentucky, and they've got talent. They were just really young and inconsistent. But towards the end, if you look at their games at the end, they lost in double overtime at Georgetown, beat Marquette, beat us, went through the tournament, beat Marquette again, obviously could have beaten us. They can beat anybody. And I think they're going to be maybe the most dangerous team of our league in the tournament, hopefully second to us. But
and how about Marquette with its – you know, Marquette, we know they can shoot it. They got a lot of guys that can shoot the three.
They can score, man. They can really score. And they're much improved defensively. Again, you know, they're 2 points away from being in the final. And they beat us. They're as good as any of us. For us, our league is – we know each other so well. It's so physical. When our guys get out of the league, I think they're going to be successful. And the same thing with the Johnnies. Like, we all get used to each other.
They have struggled down the stretch, though, like crazy, though.
Because we get used to each other.
Right.
And we all know each other. We play each other twice. The other leagues don't do that much. Their brand of play is so unique in having five guys that can score, five guys that can guard all over the floor, they can spread you out. I think when they get into the tournament, they're going to be such a unique style. I think they're going to be refreshed and not go against. I'm telling you, the teams they went against at the end in our league are playing great. Creighton had won six in a row going into the tournament. So it's just been tough matchup for all of us going down the stretch. I do think our teams are going to do well in the tournament, and all these teams have everybody coming back next year. The league next year is going to be off the charts. We've got a lot of great young teams this year that have really improved over the season.
You know, you having the two guys, is it enough when you get in these games, or do you need that third guy to step up to win these tournament games? Can you do it with the two guys, or is it too much to ask with the two guys that you know are going to be there game in and game out?
In the NCAA tournament, you need at least a third guy in the NCAA tournament. But if you get that third guy, and maybe a fourth, and you have two seniors, those two seniors in the NCAA tournament are so valuable because they've seen all the distractions. They've done it all. They, you know, it's not like, oh, this is my first time ever in the NCAA. Those two have won two national championships. It's rare to have guys like that because usually when guys win a national championship, they leave. You know, nobody else has guys like this. So if we can get our supporting cast, and I think we started to do that during the tournament, to step up and help these guys, Pascal Booth could be really, really valuable in the NCAA tournament.
Did you have a better year than you thought you would? I mean, if I had asked you in November, and, you know, the year's changed now, your whole practice schedule to start the year's changed now from the old days. But yeah. If I had told you, asked you what you thought of the team, would you have thought you would have accomplished as much as you have this year with this team?
If you asked me early in the season, I would have said, yeah, I wouldn't have thought we would be here. If you asked me after we lost to Furman and Penn and Michigan, I would say to you, you know what, I don't know if we're going to make the NCAA tournament. And then we went on a 10-game. We won 10 games in a row in the Big East.
Yep.
And then I was thinking, damn, we could win this whole thing again. And it's just been such an up-and-down year. It's been amazing. And now I feel good. I feel good about this team. I realized, to answer your question honestly, I honestly was up and down all year, like the team, thinking about what, you know, what we could do, what we could be.
Well, you know, I'm sure it feels different. Does it feel different, or is it not different for a coach to go into the tournament with a one seed and a team everyone's picking to win it, or a team like this year where no one's expecting you to win it? Does it feel different for you, or does it feel the same for you and your staff, and just different for us?
Yeah, it's different. You can't deny that, because your goals are the same and you approach it the same, but you can't hide from the vibe that's around you. You know, but you just have to address it. You know, like,
Shield your team from the pressure of the one, then? If you're going to feel the scrutiny, and you're going to get the big media around you, and you're going to get all the questions, even after you've won as much as Mike's won, or won as much now as you won, or Roy's won, or stuff like that, how do you get this group and keep them insulated from it?
You address it, and you show it to them, you know, and you show them, like, today, look at all of the media coming today after practice. You know, we're going to have like 20, 30 of them, you know, after practice today. So if this was a regular game, obviously they're not going to be here. I said, and we'll say to them, like, but we have to approach it like it's a regular game. No one else is, but we have to. Don't let that affect how we think. We use the term 94 by 50 feet. Don't let that affect how we think when we're inside these lines. We have to think exactly the same as we do every game. And obviously we go into it deeper, but we really address every aspect around us that is a distraction. Even though it's a positive distraction, it can't affect how we approach the time on the floor when we're inside the lines.
Does last year's brilliant run ever flash back to you? Has it done that at different times this year? I mean, is the thing, you know, you had such a brilliant run last year. The few times you were in trouble in the tournament, which wasn't much. I mean, West Virginia.
That was about it.
That was really it. Yeah, that was the only game, and that was a tough game. But, I mean, other than that, you guys pretty much steamrolled everybody. You know, do you get flashbacks from that team last year?
It's funny. You don't feel that way when you're in it. You know, when you look back on it, you say, you know what? In every game, really, we were under control. We were down 5 in that West Virginia game in the second half. That was it.
Well, Brunson was able to take pressure off your team unbelievably. More than any – teams don't have guys like that. That's a very rare guy.
Right.
He just completely took the pressure all on himself whenever he had to.
You're exactly right. Like, look what he's doing in the NBA right now.
You called it. You said he was going to be – I remember sitting in the locker room with you and his dad, and you said he was going to be a big-time player.
And like you said, that's so – it's not just the talent. It's the intelligence and the basketball IQ to know the situations that, okay, I got to step up here. I got to make a play here. I got to get this guy going here. It was incredible basketball IQ, and you see him doing it in the NBA. And the kid Doncic loves playing with him because of that. you know, and,
yep.
And it was a rare commodity to have, and that's why you win a national championship.
Well, you know, you see it in those guys, and, you know, people act like it's not transferable, but you saw it in Kemba Walker, and look what he's done in the pros.
Yes.
You see it in Brunson and what he's done in the pros. When these guys do it on this big level during a tournament, you know they're going to do it in the next level too. Van Fleet's another one up into from Wichita State. He's become a really good pro player, you know?
Exactly. They literally carried teams.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do because in college – The coaches have a lot of time to prepare. The defense is different where you can load to one player more. So when the defenses are doing that to you in college and every game's more meaningful and you can still dominate, when you get to the NBA, there's a lot more games, there's a lot more space, different defensive rules, and you're not the guy they're trying to stop. You're going to be really effective.
Well, listen, good luck. We'll be watching. We'll talk to you along the way. Hopefully, we're talking next week about the Sweet 16. Otherwise, you'll be on TV, but we don't want you on TV yet, so just wait and coach some more games. So.
That's funny.
Enjoy it. Thanks.
Take care, Mike.
All right. We open the tournament coverage with, of course, the defending national champion coach.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.